The International Monetary Fund has been sharing its views on the world economic outlook. Pierre-Olivier Bourincha is the IMF's chief economist.
The global economy continues to recover from the pandemic and Russia's invasion of Ukraine, showing remarkable resilience, yet growth remains slow and uneven. The global economy is limping along, not sprinting. Under our baseline forecast, growth will slow from 3.5% last year to 3% this year and 2.9% next year, a 0.1 percentage point downgrade for 2024. This remains well below historical averages. Important divergences are appearing. The slowdown is more pronounced in advanced economies than in emerging markets and developing economies. Among advanced economies, the U.S. has been revised up with resilient consumption and investment, while the euro area has been revised down as tighter monetary policy and the energy crisis took a toll. There is divergence also among emerging markets and developing economies, with China facing growing headwinds, while Brazil, India, and Russia are revised up. The news on inflation is encouraging, but we're not quite there yet. Headline inflation continues to decelerate. Core inflation, excluding food and energy prices, is also projected to decline, but more gradually. However, all in all, most countries are not expected to return to inflation target until 2025. Taken together, our projections are increasingly consistent with a soft landing scenario, bringing inflation down without a major downturn in activity. This is especially true in the U.S., where the unemployment rate is now expected to increase only mildly between now and 2025. Labor markets in advanced economies, while still tight, are softening without signs of a wage-price spiral. Further, many countries are experiencing a sharp and welcome compression in the distribution of earnings, with wages growing faster at the bottom of the distribution. This could have to do with so-called amenity value of flexible and remote work schedules, reducing wage pressures for high earners. While some of the extreme risks have moderated since April, the balance remains tilted to the downside. First, the real estate crisis is deepening in China. Restoring confidence requires prompt action to restructure property developers, preserve financial stability, and address strained local public finances. The policy challenge is complex, but if well executed, it will enable China's economy to pivot away from a real estate credit-driven model of growth. Second, commodity prices could become more volatile with increasing climate and geopolitical shocks. This would represent a serious risk to the disinflation strategy. Between June and September, oil prices have increased by about 27%. On the back of extended supply cuts from OPEC plus countries, before falling back more recently by about 8%. Food prices remain elevated and could be disrupted further by an escalation of the war in Ukraine. Geoeconomic fragmentation has also led to a sharp increase in the dispersion in commodity prices across regions, including critical minerals. This could pose serious macroeconomic risks going forward, including to the climate transition.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.